The KZN Future 50 with Pavlo Fatidis. Inspiring KZN's business future.
It is time for KZN Future 50, and for that, we have Pavlo Fatidis from Auric joining us this morning. Hey, Pavlo.
Good morning, team.
Pavlo, before we get into today's KZN Future 50, can we get like a little bit of a feedback? We've been doing this for a while now.
Yeah, we have. And in fact, I recently managed to catch up with Clinton Holcroft from Serco. And if you remember, they were, I think, the second or third business we featured and profiled. They make these insulated and dry freight truck bodies and trailers right across South Africa. And he said, firstly, he had very positive feedback on his feature. But most importantly, if you recall, we asked KZN to help him find a quality engineer. KZN delivered. A quality engineer is now nicely ensconced there. And I said to Clinton, well, what's next? And he says, well, we're still growing. And now we're looking for a senior design engineer. So there are lots of jobs out there for capable, qualified, smart, hardworking, entrepreneurially minded folks. And shows you, when a company grows, it employs, and when it employs, it feeds more people, pays more taxes. We all win.
Fantastic. Lovely feedback. All right, which business are we featuring today and why'd you pick them?
Okay, we're going to be talking about a business called Network Configurations, which is a managed services provider, IT outsourcing company. And specifically what that means is they are the folks who come into your offices and connect everything together, either with wires or wireless protocols. They put service in place. They make sure the computers work. They make sure that the software is properly integrated. They make sure that you protect it from all these nasty viruses and phishing attempts. And the reason we picked them is because Ian Emerson, who founded the business 25 years ago, Darren, did so already with 10,000 hours behind him. And if you recall, there was this idea, this notion that was brought into the mainstream by an author called Malcolm Gladwell, who said it takes 10,000 hours to build real expertise in something. And after your 10,000 hours, effectively you're a technical expert. At 19, he already had 10,000 hours.
What makes them special enough to be a KZN Future 50?
You know, it's my view that every single business out there is, should be, had better be a technology business in some shape or form. If you think about it, you have a website. That's your shop window. You're a tech business. If you have accounting software, if you have a CRM, a database of clients, the fact that you're using computers, the fact that you have got technology, the fact that you've got software makes you a tech business. And I think it's so important for every business out there to be thinking around how they can embrace technology and use technology. Because if you look at the advancement of AI and how quickly it's growing and coming to market. Best be you get your head around the new technologies and how you can harness them to the benefit of your business. If you get that done right, maybe you can lead your competitors instead of following them. Technology is here to stay. It's integral to what we do. And finding businesses that support your technology roadmap is really crucial.
All right, Pavlo, where will Network Configurations be in, say, 5 years?
Well, Darren, listen, you know, a business like this needs to distinguish itself in some shape or form because there are many competitors out there. If you look at what sets you apart, is it your skills and capability in technology? A lot of these businesses have got skills and capability in technology. So maybe what it should be is how you decide who your preferred customer is. You can either try and service anyone and everyone, from your grandmother who's having problems with the computer all the way through to Standard Bank, for example. It's not a good strategy that, because it makes it very hard to build consistency. Or you can chase a couple of big companies. Problem there is you have all your eggs in one basket. And what Ian opted to do through Network Configurations was specifically focus on SMEs, the small to medium-sized businesses. And in this way, it puts him in a position where he can learn to understand how we think as private businesses, what matters to us, how we spend on our technology, how we embrace technology. It makes him, in effect, a specialist service specifically for privately owned businesses that are looking to try and improve their performance through technology.
So we're talking about a KZN Future 50 here. What can KZN do to support?
The disappointment around the performance of digital market is only accelerating. And digital marketing, there used to be a deal with the big platforms, for example, Facebook or Google or Instagram or Twitter, call it whichever platform it is, that as a business owner, you can produce good content that would be relevant to your audience. You place it on the platform and you can build an audience. And then when you want to engage with your audience, you can engage with them. And that used to be the deal. It's no longer the deal. It's become almost impossible to now build audiences and engage with audiences. So in many ways, if you're looking to reach all these SMEs out there, the best way to do it would be through a partnership. Who else is servicing SMEs? Accounting firms, insurance brokerages, law firms, and those firms themselves want their clients, SME clients, to perform effectively with technology. There's a really good mutual beneficial relationship between Ian's business and those types of businesses for the betterment of SMEs as a whole. Collaboration is going to be the key to unlock growth here.
Pavlo Fatidis from Auric, joining us for KZN Future 50. Thank you, Pavlo.
Thank you. See you next week.
So if you want to get involved in KZN Future 50, go to our website, ecr.co.za. There you'll find all the information about all the companies featured on KZN Future 50.